From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A new survey found that Utah had the fourth highest year-over-year increases in higher education state funding in the nation. The Grapevine survey, released Monday, is part of a joint project between Illinois State University and the State Higher Education Executive Officers Association. It found that the state appropriations for higher education that Utah initially approved for this year, $1.2 billion, is a 10% increase from last year and a nearly 40% increase from 5 years ago. Utah Senator Mitt Romney, along with senators from Arizona, Nevada, and West Virginia, introduced a bill aimed at improving rural students' access to broadband internet. The Connected Rural Schools Act would allow money from the Secure Rural Schools program to be spent on broadband and other internet accessibility technology. The Secure Rural Schools program serves school districts located near national forests. Traditionally, students in those areas suffer from a lack of access to broadband. A management plan for the Bears Ears National Monument has been in the works for years. And now, Bureau of Land Management officials say it's almost ready for the public to see. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
The Monument Management Plan lays out what's allowed in the monument in broad terms. It addresses everything from grazing to climbing to wood gathering, and it's been in development since 2018. Amber Johnson is the acting director for the BLM's Monticello Field Office. She says the plan is finished and awaiting the signature of the agency's state director.
We think we're really close. We had hoped to have it done by now.
Conservation groups challenged the draft plan released this summer. Josh Ewing is with Friends of Cedar Mesa. His group protested it because it lacked limitations on visitation and camping near sensitive sites.
Based off of what we've heard back, we do not expect them to address any of the substantial concerns that we had about the previous plan.
A second planning stage will begin once the plan is released. That will provide rules for travel, recreation, and cultural resource protection. Ewing said his group wants to work with the BLM on those plans, but has not ruled out taking legal action. Kate Kretzinger, KUER News.
The Trump administration recently released its annual National Preparedness Report. But as our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie explains, the report is the first of its kind to completely ignore climate change.
The report from the Federal Emergency Management Agency mentions the devastating wildfires that destroyed a small town in California a couple of years ago. It also nods at severe hurricanes and floods. But Divya Chandrasekhar says it doesn't mention the role climate change plays in exacerbating these disasters.
That seems to be a pretty grave missed opportunity.
Chandrasekhar is a professor at the University of Utah who studies disaster recovery. She says even private insurance actuaries are mentioning climate change in their risk analyses nowadays.
There are all these other actors that seem to be coming together around this notion of climate change and disasters, but it's really unfortunate that the federal government isn't running with it.
In an email, a spokesperson for FEMA says emergency managers need to be prepared for disasters regardless of the reasons why the climate is changing. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
The occurrence of natural disasters in Utah has increased dramatically over the last 40 years. According to a report from Lending Tree, the state saw five natural disasters between 1980 and 1999. Between 2000 and 2017, that jumped to 23 natural disasters, an increase of 360%. The analysis came from FEMA natural disaster data. The states that saw the biggest increases were generally western states that have seen bigger and more intense wildfires in recent decades. Utah County voters will see a proposal on November's ballot to create a mayor-council form of government there. Utah County Commissioners approved the resolution to add it to the ballot today in a 2-to-1 vote. The plan would create an elected mayor position and five elected county council members from various geographical districts. Proponents say it would provide checks and balances and even save taxpayers money. Commissioner Bill Lee, who opposed the resolution, says he wants to maintain a smaller form of government. Public hearings on the proposal will be held in the commission chambers in Provo in coming weeks. If approved, it would go into effect in January 2023. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.